I can imagine what it was like in the upper room, seeking his face, yearning for his grace and glory that would change this world's story. Waiting, yearning, chasing after him. Words which I believed echoed in the hearts of the sons and daughters of God in the upper room. Nothing but just ordinary people, tax collectors and fishermen who were shown the light by a man who was the light of men and turned them into fishers of men. Jesus declared God's love through the symbol of his death, became cursed so we might be blessed, changed our story so he could take the glory, and took our shame at the mention of his name. And on that day of Pentecost, this yearning became fulfilled and the search was now revealed, because there was a sound. A sound like that of a rushing mighty wind which blew in their midst. A sound that shifted them like tides in an ocean as they surfed into a new wave of the Spirit, declaring the Father's glory through an upcoming generation shining as the sun and displaying the glory of his Son. And in that instant, the prophecy of Joel was fulfilled when the Father from heaven poured out his Spirit like precious ointment on his people, which gave them the boldness to testify of his goodness, spreading the knowledge of Christ and his faithfulness, and leading them by the Spirit as an evidence of the legitimacy of his children. So tell me, which part of this story isn't yours too? This sound was a declaration of the manifestation of the saints, calling creation to rise and shine, to seek his face, to take our place and to be his face. We weren't called to be backseat, pew warmers trying to synchronize with the world who have no Christ view, instead aimlessly chasing after vanity pursuits. No, that way was never meant for me and you. We are born of God, summoned to express the glory of the Son, and like a sweet fragrance, spreading the knowledge of the One, the only One, the true and living Savior, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. So as we walk with Him through this journey, let us echo the sound of love from heaven above. Let us take this world by storm, because we are not the norm. We are created and formed in His image to tell the story of Christ right from His lineage and how He became nothing so that we could have every blessing. Therefore, I find nothing greater than chasing after my Savior, who paid a price I could not afford and neither could the wealth of Solomon or Rockefeller had bought, giving me victory over this world and the God of it. So take that time to listen again and again for that sound. Let it echo in your heart, in your spirit, and in your mind that He has chosen you and no one else He will find but you, to let His glory shine through you as you wait, yearn, and chase after Him.